Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on the weekday podcast today, the day after Easter. Sometimes I think we have an Easter hangover where it's like, wait a minute, we all went to church, we all overate, we all hunted for eggs, and we all gathered as a family, and then Monday comes, and it's just back at it. You know, it's interesting. In John chapter 20, beginning of verse 19, we read of the fear and the lack of hope that consumed the thinking of the disciples after the crucifixion and the experience at the empty tomb. And then Jesus comes. He came and stood among them saying, I'm here just like I said I would be. Put aside your fear, replace it with my peace. This is the great message for you on a Monday following Easter. Replace whatever fear you may have with the peace of the Lord Jesus. And then Jesus breathed his divine breath upon them, and he said, receive the Holy Spirit and get ready to be sent out into the world just as I have been sent. I send you. But in the very next chapter in the Gospel of John, we find the disciples going back to work, doing what they knew how to do best and doing what they did before meeting Jesus. It was just like, oh, well, we're going back to what we knew. It was a great run. They went fishing. They went back to the familiar routine of everyday living as if the previous 3 years with Jesus were just a fading memory. You know, sometimes we're advised after experiencing a traumatic event, as the disciples had, just get busy, go back to work, you'll get over it. And the fact is, a life with Christ was not designed to get over, but to absolutely be reminded with every sunrise, wait a minute, this is the King of Kings who has given his life sacrificially for me. Well, maybe the disciples started thinking this Jesus thing was a good thing while it lasted, but all good things must come to an end. So let's just go back to work and forget all this kingdom talk, and especially this resurrection idea. The story has ended. Then early one morning, the risen Christ finds these disciples turned back to fishermen and says, it's not over. It's just getting started. Do you love me? Then get out of those boats and feed my sheep. Go find my people and teach them the things I have taught you. It's not easy to start over. Maybe we would never start over without the pushing, pulling, and prodding of the risen Christ. Peter and the others were pretty content to go back to their routine and their familiar and the norm, to a life that was safer than following Jesus. But listen, friend, for the disciples and for us, the story has not finished. So Jesus comes to us and says, once again, follow me. Prayerfully, we'll not be like the disciples on this Monday who decided the story was over and went sorrowfully back to our work, to the way that we were. It's a temptation to let down spiritually after Easter. I know when the events and the excitement is over, we're drawn back into the routine and commonplace repetition of our jobs and responsibilities. But friend, listen, as Easter people, as followers of Jesus, we must believe that God will get God's way in the end, no matter what. If Jesus' death on the cross had been defeated by the empty tomb at Easter, what other victories is God working on in you, for you, and through you? How is God working in your life and in mine to give us victory over temptation and over sin and over death? Where does God show up on your Monday after Easter? If we allow it, Easter can move us quickly from the affirmation he is risen to an assignment. Go into your family, community, and the world and do something about it. God's not finished with his story, and he's not finished with your story. The story is alive. So what's next? The rest of the story. So today, my friend, be sure that you know the risen Christ has power in your life, and the resurrection power you experience will be good enough for today at 2 o'clock in the boardroom, the sales floor, or the job site. It's good enough and more powerful than anything you'll face today. Live in that resurrection power, not just up till Easter, but throughout all the days of your life. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. And really trust that you'll jump over to our sister podcast entitled Weekday Meditations, which is an opportunity to receive peace, direction, and power in your life by being able to find a bit of quietude and solitude and listening for the voice of God at weekdaymeditation.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.